From the heart of our nation's capital, this is Washington Watch Weekend Edition. Now, here's your host, David Salkeld.
This week on the Weekend Edition of Washington Watch, Afghanistan continues to descend into chaos, and the Biden administration doesn't seem to know what to do. Greetings, fellow patriots. I am David Salkeld, and I'm a constitutional conservative, Christian husband, and Reagan Republican. On Thursday of this week, the first American casualties in 15 months occurred in Afghanistan at the airport in Kabul. With the administration's shocking lack of action in the weeks leading up to the attack, many are wondering when something would happen. Joining guest host Joseph Backholm on Thursday to talk about what steps Congress might be able to take was Representative Scott Perry of Pennsylvania.
Congressman Perry, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's great to be here. It's a tough day for all American citizens, and a really tough day for people that have worn the uniform, especially for those who have served and sacrificed overseas. And of course, all of us have seen our friends, not come home the way they left. And this is so unbelievable. It's almost indescribably horrific. Not only the obvious humiliation, but of course now we have the worst attack in 10 years, literally August of 2011, when President Obama was president of the United States. This is the absolute worst attack since then. And, I guess the worst part about this is that none of this has to be this way. And every single person that's worn the uniform knows that. And so it just makes it doubly difficult, because not only the sacrifices that have been made by individuals that have served there, and of course their families have sacrificed, but we have casualties today today as we're trying to leave, and if this were handled differently, those people would be coming home safe and sound. I'm absolutely positive of it. And it's so difficult to reconcile. President Biden, for his entire career, has been on the wrong side of every major foreign policy decision, of every single national security decision. And unfortunately, well, in the past, as United States Senator, or even as Vice President, it really didn't impact lives that much. But now it's going to impact thousands of lives, if not more. And when we hear about the United States credibility, especially regarding NATO, and you juxtapose that with President Trump, and people said he jeopardized our credibility, the United States. Whatever President Trump did in demanding that NATO partners pay their reasonable and agreed to share, it pales in comparison to what's happening now. There's not a NATO partner that we have right now that can trust the United States of America, all thanks to one person, the commander in chief, inept, incompetent. He failed to listen, failed to learn, and has failed to lead. That's Joe Biden.
Well, we're talking to Congressman Scott Perry from Pennsylvania. And Congressman, to your point, there have been a number of leadership decisions that are not going well with the public. His approval ratings are dropping dramatically. We have not seen anyone resign or be fired yet by President Biden. Do you have any sense of what's going on in the White House, why we haven't seen anyone be held accountable, take responsibility? And in large part, the White House is saying much of this was inevitable.
Yeah, that's a lie. No one should believe that. It was not inevitable. Yes, most Americans, and rightly so, thought that we had done enough in Afghanistan and we needed to get out. But there's a way of doing things that's responsible, that's appropriate. This is not it. So that's number one. Number two, we shouldn't be surprised that there's been no accountability at the White House or at this administration. Of course, as you know, we have a two-tiered system of justice in the United States, unfortunately, now. We've seen that play out. But really, the people that are making the decisions on this, that have been making the decisions, unfortunately, I must say this as a person who was proud to wear the uniform for over 30 years. So this includes the military. The people that are making the decisions don't have the same viewpoint of the United States that most citizens do. They don't represent the same point of view where the United States is a shining city on the hill that has a moral standard that must be maintained, that is a superpower in the world, that has to rise above certain things and has a different obligation than other nations. These people have never felt that, and it is hard for us as you know, certainly as conservatives, as Republicans, as people, to reconcile that, to kind of acknowledge that. But unfortunately, it is the truth, and you're seeing it, the manifestation of that truth play out right before you.
Congressman, we have painted ourselves into a strange corner. And today, John Kelly, who's the Pentagon spokesman, of course, he made some statements, and he had this to say about the security situation for American troops around the airport. I want to play this clip for you and then give you a chance to respond.
Continue those attacks, and we expect those attacks to continue. And we're doing everything we can to be prepared for those attacks. That includes reaching out to the Taliban, who are actually providing the outer security cordon around the airfield, to make sure they know what we expect them to do to protect us.
Is that as alarming as it sounds to me as a civilian,
yes,
never served, the idea that we are depending on the Taliban to provide a security perimeter around the airport?
It just goes to exactly my statement right before this, sir. The fact that the U.S. military is saying outwardly, publicly, that we're counting on the Taliban to provide security. It's breathtaking how far we have fallen. Unfortunately, some poor rube like me on the radio needs to remind the Department of Defense that the Taliban is a terrorist organization who just let out ISIS, who just let out Al-Qaeda and all manner of terrorist fighters out of the prisons in Afghanistan. It is astounding to me. Unfortunately, we're going to have to be thankful and surprised if any Americans make it out alive.
You know, Congressman, I got another example of this. Actually, I just came across this in the last few minutes. Laura Seligman, who covers the Pentagon for Politico, she's reporting that the U.S. government has given the Taliban a list of names of U.S. citizens, green card holders, and Afghan allies that are supposed to allow them to grant entry into the outer perimeter of the city's airport. Now, it isn't hard to see how that list who gets into the wrong hands. And, as you know, a week ago, the Taliban was the wrong hands. Now we're depending on them to do our security work for us when we've spent the last 20 years at war with them. It's not hard to imagine that they could turn this list into a kill list. Is this just another example of we just lost control?
I say again, this is an we have not had control since the Biden administration walked into the White House in January. We have not had control since that time. The Taliban knew it. Our other adversaries knew it. And, like I said before, again, this just goes back to the fact that we believe as Americans that the person at the White House has the best interest of United States citizens and America itself in mind. Unfortunately, this is a new paradigm. I just hate to say it this way, but people that look at the United States as just another cog in the global coalition don't see us as anything special, don't see American citizenship as anything special, and don't see what's happening right now to American citizens as anything that should be alarming or should be anything of concern, because it happens to other people all around the world on a daily basis. Unfortunately, that's who we have in the White House. And if it takes this for more of America to acknowledge and understand that, I guess that's where we are, because this is what we're seeing right now. And this is why it's so appalling to us, because it is so aberrant to us.
That is exactly the word. I mean, we do lose the right words to describe this. Congressman Scott Perry, thank you for your time today, and thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. God bless you.
And we will continue to hear from Congressman Perry. He used the word breathtaking, and that's really what it is. We now have the Taliban setting the perimeter for our troops outside the airport. We are giving the Taliban a list of Americans and green card holders so that they can clear the people who are supposed to be evacuated. What could go wrong? Quite a bit. And it is already at the moment. But stay with us. When we come back, Tony is going to join us. Yes, the host of Washington Watch will call in to discuss his feelings on the events of today. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us.
We are living in a time of biblical illiteracy, meaning most of our friends and neighbors, including those who attend church, don't think about the day's moral and cultural issues through a biblical lens because they do not know what the Bible teaches. We are seeing the terrible effects of this on our culture as our society has rebelled against the truth of God's Word. That is why Family Research Council has launched the Center for Biblical Worldview. This exciting new ministry was created to help Christians adopt a biblical worldview, to understand why Scripture must be authoritative, and to give believers the tools to advance and defend their faith in the workplace, in their communities, and in the public square. Through FRC's Center for Biblical Worldview, you'll get research and resources to help prepare you to give a biblical answer to our culture's most pressing questions. Access the Center's free resources at frc.org/worldview. That's frc.org/worldview.
Washington Watch, Joseph Backholm, sitting in for Tony today. Glad that you are here as we discuss the troubling events of today. And the good news is we have Tony, who is joining us to talk about this. And I want to get to this very quickly. I think Tony is on the line. Tony, are you with us?
I am with you, Joseph. Thanks so much for filling in for me over the last few weeks. It's been good to be away. I've been traveling. I'll talk more about that next week. But I have been tracking and been involved in dealing with trying to get refugees, religious refugees, out of the country of Afghanistan over the last week and a half. And of course, today's news is extremely tragic. And as Congressman Perry was talking about, totally preventable. This first news reminded me back when I was in the Marine Corps in 1983, when the Marine barracks were blown up in Beirut, Lebanon, and we lost 241 Marines, Navy, and Army personnel. I was not there, but I lost friends in that suicide bombing there. This was totally preventable. This is the I can't. It's hard to find words, Joseph, to describe the just how inept this administration is. They've been filling slots to check boxes, and rather than picking the individuals that are best capable of leading our State Department and our foreign policy, and leading obviously our military. This is tragic, but what makes it even more so is, as I said, it was totally preventable.
Yeah, Tony, I asked this question to Congressman Perry, but he didn't directly answer this. And because of how poorly this is playing in the public right now, and this, the criticism of this is not a partisan issue, are you surprised that no one has been held accountable? There hasn't been a change in the leadership team handling this yet?
I think... I'm surprised. Well, I'm not surprised at this administration. They've acted as if nothing is happening. I mean, this today is tragedy upon tragedy. Look, let me just let people understand what's happening here as we have withdrew from Afghanistan in an unorderly manner. We have left behind American civilians. We have left behind individuals who counted upon America to at least let them know when the door was closing. There are individuals, and this idea that they've passed out a list to the Taliban to help facilitate the exit of these individuals, these are people that they want, many of them they want to kill, especially those who have converted from Islam to Christianity or other religious minorities. Let's not forget who the Taliban is. Let's not forget why we went to Afghanistan to begin with. This, I certainly hope that the administration will hold individuals accountable. But, Joseph, more than that, I hope the American people will hold Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the Speaker of the House, the majority leader in the Senate, who no doubt all of them have a part of speaking into this administration. They've been so focused on pushing their huge spending bills, pushing their transgender policy, that people are dying, including our men and women in uniform. This is unconscionable, unacceptable, and the American people must hold this administration accountable.
Tony, a lot of people agree with you, including friends in Congress who have been making statements. Our friend Congressman Jim Banks, he had this to say earlier this week. I want to let you listen to this and see if you have anything to add.
Let me be very clear. If any American is harmed, injured, or killed and not safely evacuated out of Afghanistan, or if any of these weapons or this military equipment is used to harm, injure, or kill an American now or at any time in the future, the blood is on Joe Biden's hands.
Tony, do you think that's too strong of a statement?
No, I don't. Not at all. Because, look, again, let's look at what's happening. This was preventable, as Congressman Perry talked about. Look, it was time to get out of Afghanistan, but there is an orderly way to exit. There's also, and I'm going to talk more about this next week. I'm going to have Secretary Pompeo, former Secretary of State Pompeo, on with me Monday. We're going to talk about this. But there have been plans in place to extract Americans, not necessarily from Afghanistan, but in any region of the world where this would occur. Now, let me remind our listeners, back when the COVID hit, you remember when people, everything got shut down and people were stranded in various parts of the world, and the State Department did an unprecedented effort to retrieve all of those Americans' flights, getting them back. Look, there are ways to do this. There were plans in place. This administration didn't do it. They abandoned Americans in Afghanistan. People are going to die in Afghanistan as a result. I mean, they already have. I mean, our men and women in the military, our Marines, Navy personnel have died today. But the death, the blood is just beginning to flow. And again, we have to understand the Biden administration is totally responsible for this.
Tony, do you think there is any chance that the events of today will cause the Biden administration to rethink their current approach and actually deal with what we're dealing with there? Or will we just continue to run?
Well, I mean, the evidence thus far, where they are now asking the Taliban to help them identify and help Americans exit the country, would suggest to me no. They are not going to change their process or their protocol. Last week, they were sending out extraction teams of special forces to get some individuals, but that has ceased. Now they're turning to the Taliban. Look, the Taliban, they are not our friends.
Now, that goes without saying. Should we just expect no response to this then?
We should expect a response, but unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get one from this administration. This is a pathetic administration. Totally pathetic.
Tony Perkins, thanks so much for calling in, and we are looking forward to having you back in the chair on Monday. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks again, Joseph.
A pathetic administration. That's Tony's take on what's happening in Afghanistan today. And I don't think he just speaks for himself in thinking so. Coming up, the attacks outside the Kabul airport confirm the imminent threat in Afghanistan. How are Christians handling the situation? Are they running? Are they hiding? Are they converting? Are they staying? We're going to talk about it with the president of International Christian Concern. Stay with us.
Do you want to be able to stay up to date on conservative news? Are you looking for Christian resources to help you stay politically engaged? Then download Family Research Council's Stand Firm app. With all of our content available at your fingertips, you will conveniently be able to stay up to date throughout your busy day. The Stand Firm app will give you access to a variety of resources, such as our most recent episodes of Washington Watch with Tony Perkins, tweets and other social media posts, and our latest blogs, updates, and publications. Additionally, you will have the opportunity to take action and make your voice heard by contacting your elected officials on the issues that most concern you. Visit the App Store on your smartphone or mobile device and search Stand Firm to download Family Research Council's official Stand Firm app. With the growing hostility we're seeing in our culture towards God's truth and Christians, it is imperative that Christians pray, stand for truth, and seek after the Lord. Join FRC and FRC Action President Tony Perkins for the Pray, Vote, Stand broadcast. This weekly half-hour program features experts, elected leaders, and Christian leaders who can help you discern how to engage the culture and understand current events through a biblical lens. Tune in at PrayVoteStand.org.
Welcome back to Washington Watch. Joseph Backholm sitting in for Tony today. The bombings outside the Kabul airport in Afghanistan confirm the imminent threat posed to Christians who are expected to be targets of the Taliban and other Muslim extremists. Already, some Christians have reportedly received threatening phone calls from unknown individuals saying, "We are coming for you." And with the Taliban preventing Afghan nationals from going to the airport, the hundreds of Christian families in Afghanistan who have been struggling to flee the country won't likely be able to. What's the situation like on the ground right now? Joining me to share what his group has been hearing from those on the ground is Jeff King, president of International Christian Concern. Jeff, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
We're glad to have you. Give us an update. What are you hearing from those on the ground?
Yeah, well, as you can imagine, the Christians are terrified. So there's the Christians that were around the airport, and then there's 10 to 12,000 Christians in the country. And some of these Christians, especially some of those around the airport, were known. They've come out and said, "Hey, we're Christians. We're not going to hide." And for this group, you can imagine what life is like. So absolute terror. There's panic attacks. Every time there's a knock on the door, they're wondering if they're going to be dragged out and shot. You mentioned already, look, there's phone calls being made to Christians, and those phone calls go something like, we know you're a Christian, we're coming for you. There's also the Taliban is going around door to door and asking, "Hey, who's going to mosque? Who's not going to mosque? Have you been to mosque?" So, for the Christians that have been underground hidden, it's one thing. For those who have been out in the open, everyone's terrified, but especially that group, it is a very, very hair-raising experience.
We know that the Biden administration is making attempts to get Americans, at least, and as well as those who helped the Americans out of Afghanistan. Yeah. We also have heard about ministries and private efforts to get people out of Afghanistan. What advice are you giving to people that you're communicating with?
Well, everything changed today. Let's just say that. So everyone is working. There's a lot of stuff that obviously is hidden. It can't be said. But we're working. We've been working, first of all, for months. We've already gotten some people out. That is the priority for a lot of these families. So what happened was there's basically kind of a DMZ around the airport. And there was a whole ring of humanity in there. And that was everyone from contractors, special forces people, police, people who would be considered collaborators. So that ring of humanity has dispersed. It's poof and it's gone. Unless you're a high priority associate of the United States, you're not getting out. So all the Christians there that were centered around that connection is gone. That's no longer an opportunity. And so I think the problem is obvious and what we're trying to do. But I'm not going to come out and say, but I think it's obvious what's going on, what we're trying to do.
Well, I hope we're trying to get people out. Yes. And I assume there are various ways of doing that. As you talk to Afghani Christians there and maybe the pastors of these churches, what are they communicating to their congregations?
Well, so first of all, I mean, there's underground and then there's now what the situation is now. So everyone is extremely careful. And Honestly, you know, you could say, gosh, in this situation, you would think we just trust in God completely. And yet there's the human side of us and people are terrified and communication has gone way down. But communication is still happening. And we're trying to communicate calm and let people know we're praying for them and we're working. But it is a, you know, this is like the fall of Saigon. It's completely chaotic. And so trying to get anything done, and the scammers are everywhere. So trying to get anything done is extremely difficult and makes it hard for these people to have trust and to have hope, honestly.
Jeff, practically speaking, are there options if the airport is shut down and flying out is not an option for you? Is walking out an option? Are there paths that people can say, well, it's going to take us a while, but we need to get out of here? Or are they just literally, for all intents and purposes, stuck where they are?
You know, probably the truth is somewhere in the middle. We've already been successful with the idea of what you're talking about. And there are options, but honestly, the options can't be talked about or else, you know, those options get closed down. Sure. So there are options and there's things developing. There's things that have already worked. We've already seen success. We've been working on this for months. We knew it was coming. We assumed it would unravel quickly, but, you know, so we weren't completely surprised. That's why we've been working on it for months. And yet it unraveled so quickly. It obviously wasn't handled, managed well. But, you know, we've been working on this. And so channels are set up.
Well, I'm encouraged to know that there are possibilities, and we know that people are creative and smart, and we know the body of Christ is working on this, and we know that that God is not he's not caught off guard, and that He can intervene in all of these things. But everybody watching and listening today, it cares. What can we be doing to be helpful?
You know, prior to this morning, I would say call your members and call the members of Congress and say prioritize these Christians. Look, these people. They have a death sentence on them. Okay. So for those, that top tier of people that have said, look, we're Christians, we've come out. These people are all converts from Islam and they're now living under Islam. And that means there's no way back. They either have to convert back to Islam or they're going to be murdered. And so that was maybe the priority today. Before that, it was chaos trying to get people from that DMZ, that ring of humanity around the airport through the gates, complete chaos. We'd be communicating with the government. We'd think we'd have things set up and then, you know, poof, nothing happens, can't get them through. So now that's all being rewritten anyways. Now we're on to plan B.
Jeff King, International Christian Concern, thank you for your efforts. We will continue to pray for your success on their behalf. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you guys.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. I'm David Salkel, thanking you for being with us. I look forward to having you back here again next week for the weekend edition of Washington Watch with Tony Perkins.
Washington Watch Weekend Edition is powered by the Family Research Council and is entirely listener-supported. For more information on anything you've heard today, or to find out how you can partner with us in our ongoing efforts to promote faith, family, and freedom, visit TonyPerkins.com.